The Lord be with you.
With your
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, I give you praise, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to those who are childlike. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father. No one knows the Father except the Son and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Turning to his disciples in private, he said to them, Blessed are the eyes that see what you see, for I say to you, many prophets and kings desired to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This Gospel introduces an Advent theme, which is a theme of discovery and a theme of growing, and it will come up in next Sunday's Gospel, which deals with John the Baptist in the desert calling the people to repentance, to a new understanding of God's revelation and God's presence in your life. So in this short piece here from Luke's Gospel, he said, Blessed are those who are childlike will understand the presence of God. Not those who have all the answers. Those who have questions find the Lord. When you have all the answers, and you have everything together, you can't grow. So blessed are those who are childlike, who have questions. Blessed are those who are vulnerable. You know, the hard heart will never find Jesus Christ. It's the soft heart, it's the kindness. It's the being vulnerable, being open to God's visitation, being dependent on the love of God. Not being confident that I'm already saved. I am being saved in the power of Jesus Christ. It's a very interesting reflection when you say, it's my inquiry, it's my desire to grow, it's my conviction that I don't have everything together. That's where God appears to us in Jesus Christ. Only then can Jesus Christ be Lord and Savior. So whatever burdens you carry, whatever questions you have, whatever's incomplete in your life, these are all invitations to find and to discover a deeper understanding of who Jesus Christ is and how to call Jesus Christ Lord and Savior. Only those who are in need of being saved. Only those who are incomplete can call Jesus Christ Lord and Savior. So keep that in mind. Never get discouraged with our failings or imperfections. They're invitations to grace. That's the teaching here. It's an Advent teaching. It leads us to find Jesus Christ in a new way in our lives. The child is always finding, asking questions and finding new ways, open to growing, to discovering, full of imagination, full of possibilities. That's the childlike person spoken about in this Gospel reading. Amen. We pause now for a moment of prayer.